Liron Hirschkorn, your host of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about all the latest updates from the Amazon Accelerate Conference. I'm sitting right here in Seattle, along with our VP of Marketing, Kate Bray. And we'll be talking to you about all the latest updates, and there were some very exciting ones. The podcast, as always, is sponsored by Incrementum Digital, where we help you scale your business on Amazon. You can go to incrementumdigital.com as well as 8fig.co for your growth capital needs. Okay, Kate, welcome to the show. I think this is your second time that you've been on the show.
It is. I'm excited to be here. Hi, everyone.
So hopefully the audio is good. We're sitting actually at the conference, and I really wanted to get this podcast out as soon as possible because I wanted to share the updates with you, and they are pretty exciting. I've never seen Amazon roll out this many updates in one time, and these things will affect not just your Amazon business, but your off Amazon business. And Amazon, you know, the future of Amazon, in my opinion, is first having kind of a big piece of the entire pie of e-commerce, not just Amazon as a channel, and bigger pieces of the seller supply chain with 3PL as a service and buy with Prime. And so we're going to talk about these things, but Amazon is definitely getting into more areas of the entire e-commerce and not just Amazon. And really, you know, this is, I don't think this is great for companies like Shopify, and we'll talk more about that on the episode. So Kate, maybe kick us off. What was your number one announcement that was made?
Definitely the email marketing capabilities, but my second favorite that we learned about today was going to be the experiments updates. One of the new updates is that if your experiments reach statistical significance, the experiment will automatically shut off. So I think that's really cool. It kind of takes the takes some of the guesswork out. I think that was really exciting.
Great. Okay, so let's break both of those down. So first, let's start with the tailored audiences. So right now, Amazon, there's a customer engagement feature where if you have followers in the brand, you can send out a message to those followers. The difficult part of this is that unless you have thousands and thousands of followers, you're not going to get a lot of engagement out of it. Amazon actually suggests not sending anything out unless you have at least 1,000 followers. But a lot of brands, I've seen brands that have 5,000 to 10,000 followers. I haven't seen brands that have a lot more than that. And the majority of brands just don't get a lot of followers because I would say Amazon and Amazon's not done a good job of showing consumers why they really should follow a brand, and they haven't let you put like a call to action and a lot of text around it, right? Not a lot of value out of it. So hopefully that changes. I gave that feedback to Amazon too. So what they launched is something called tailored audiences. So with tailored audiences beta launch, brands can now engage their repeat, high spend, and recent Amazon customers with email marketing campaigns informing these critical customer segments of 7-day deals and new product launches. Any U.S. registered brand with customers in the last 12 months will soon be able to use the customer engagement tool to build deeper relationships and brand loyalty with their customers. We're very excited because we're going to actually start testing it as a beta with one of our clients. And I will be sharing those results as we do that and that data with you.
I have a question. So can you explain the difference between this email update and the past email updates that Amazon has made to?
Yeah. So well, if you go back way back, going back to 2014, 2015, 2016, the only thing you could ever send a customer was a request for review.
Okay.
They did let you. And in those things, you can still send a like customized message, but there are certain things you can't do. You can't offer a coupon. Okay. You can't do anything. You're really supposed to just ask for the review. Then they came out with this automated button where you can click a button and Amazon sends a message to ask for a review. Now, more recently, I would say within the last year, they launched customer engagement that allowed you to only send a message to your brand followers. So people who click on your Amazon posts to follow the brand, or they go to your storefront, they click follow the brand. Now they don't need to be brand followers for you to be able to engage with audiences. So now basically any customer that has bought from you, repeat customers, high spend customers, so maybe people that are buying, you know, multiple units, or maybe if you have B2B customers, etc. And recent customers. So maybe people who bought from you like in the last 30 days or something.
Between those three options, which do you think is the most exciting customer segment?
I think it depends on your product line. So for example, if you are in consumables, right, then you're going to have maybe more repeat customers, and, you know, introducing new products, so those repeat customers can be high value. If you have products that are more, you know, one-time use, maybe your recent Amazon customers who bought something from you, had a good experience, I sold them bed sheets, now I'm going to sell them a comforter or, you know, something else so I can cross-sell. High spend is interesting. I don't know what high spend means.
Yeah.
But high spend is interesting. Maybe it's just like significantly higher average order value than what you typically get. They're buying multiple units from you again, or maybe it's a business, and you can engage those customers too. So I think this is, like you said this was your number one. This is definitely a really, really big one. Let's talk about the other one you mentioned. So the other one you mentioned is the manage experiments feature.
There was a couple updates to that one that I think were really cool. The statistical significance was my favorite. There's another update where if you select auto publish the winning experiment, Amazon will just shut the experiment off and publish the version of your listing that performed better. And I think there's one more.
Yes. Okay. So and now you can also test things like bullet points, which you couldn't in the past. So let's break down first what this is. Manage experiments is something that allows you to A/B test through Amazon by titles, your main image, or A post content. One of the biggest complaints sellers have had is that to get data where there is a statistical significance, it's very, very slow. Mm-hmm. Amazon announced, one of the first things they announced is that they've heard that and that they plan to get more data faster so that there is statistical significance. Try to say that 10 times fast.
Statistical significance.
so that you can get those results faster, okay, rather than A/B testing manually. You can also now A/B test bullets. The nice thing is that a few things here. One, when Amazon sees that there's enough data to say one of these experiments is the winner, they can just end the campaign immediately and they can auto publish the winning result. So you don't have to go back in and say, okay, if I had, you know, image A up and image B is the better one, I have to go change it manually. It will be automatic, and then it'll be faster. And then you can also test things like bullet points. So again, Amazon allowing you to do more with managed experiments. Let's talk about Buy with Prime. So Kate and I attended a, Buy with Prime training that Amazon had just for close partners the day before the Accelerate, and we got to meet and talk to and ask questions and have training on Buy with Prime. So, Kate, what are some of the things you remember as being new about Buy with Prime?
Gosh, Buy with Prime, that was so long.
Don't worry, it's
24 hours ago.
if not, I'll fill you in. Okay, so let's break it down. So, okay, for those that don't know, because Buy with Prime is relatively new on its own, Buy with Prime allows you to put a code on your D2C website, whether it's Shopify, and we'll talk a little bit about what's happening there with Shopify too, but whether it's Shopify or WooCommerce or BigCommerce, you can put a code, snippet of code, and it adds a Buy with Prime button on your item's checkout page.
It's still a closed beta, right?
It's a closed beta, but certain agencies maybe can get you to skip the line. We have access to help you skip the line and get immediate access. So right now there's a wait list, but we can help you get access. Mm-hmm. So you can add this code, and then basically there's a customer could check out normally how they check out, let's say on your Shopify site, but now they also have this option that will say buy with Prime, and let's say today is September 15th, and it says, deliver by September 18th to your address, right? So basically, Prime customers will be able to see that. They'll be able to click on it. They check out with Amazon Pay, and then they get the item shipped from Amazon. The brand still gets all the customer information, the email address, all the information that Amazon does not use that. And then Amazon will ship and fulfill the item. The big thing here in general, this change is in the past, you can do Amazon Pay on your store, but it was like 3 to 5 days shipping. Now it's for Prime customers, they can get Prime shipping. The new thing is related to ads, for example, okay? So today we can run ads for you to your D2C website through display ads, through the DSP portal. We can run display ads for you that will go to your either a collection that you build on your website with just Buy with Prime products, or to an individual page on your website that has Buy with Prime, and you can check out there, and there will be attribution. And even if the customer doesn't check out with Buy with Prime, they just buy regularly through your website through the other checkout means, it will still get tracked for that attribution for the sale. And the cool thing is that you're using Amazon first party data, Amazon audiences. You can target your past customers. You could target ASINs, audiences. There's a lot you could do there, but instead of driving it to Amazon, you can drive it to your website where there's a Buy with Prime button. You can assume your conversion rates are going to be higher. I've already spoken to some of our clients that are using this, that are seeing success on Buy with Prime items that they're not even advertising, that have not, sold that well on their website in the past, but because there's Buy with Prime there, the customers are using, so it's working well. There are still some limitations to Buy with Prime. For example, you can't check out on like two different products at the same time. That's going to be fixed. You can't do, one-click upsells. Amazon just added something called Alloy, which connects the data, so Shopify store can actually record that sale that you could do. So there's still updates happening. Things are going to be fixed. Big update, you can run display ads. You can only do that through an agency. We could do it. We just went through an entire training of it to get certified by Amazon this week. And you'll also be able to add your Buy with Prime products to your storefront, okay, on Amazon. And you'll be able to create a storefront page called Buy with Prime, and you can put there, so the point of it was, why put your Buy with Prime items on your Amazon storefront? It's because you can put there products that are on your site but maybe are not on Amazon, and you could put there limited edition products, limited edition drops, things like that.
It's very out of character for Amazon to allow sellers to drive traffic off the platform, and so they kind of spoke to that a little bit. Do you remember what they said in response to those questions?
I don't remember what they said.
So why it's beneficial for Amazon to allow sellers to do that?
I think it's beneficial because Amazon knows that people do sell on D2C, and that they want to sell on D2C.
They're still getting a cut of it too. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So they don't want to sell just on Amazon. They want to also have customer information. They want to be able to engage a customer in email market and do things that are create a deeper customer relationship. And again, Amazon's great for evergreen listings because you want to build up those reviews, but Amazon's not the place for a limited edition drop, right? Yeah. Collaborate with an influencer, do an exclusive thing, drop it for a limited time, create scarcity, create excitement around it, and then have it for a short time, because Amazon, you need to build up the reviews, etc. Right now you can do that. You can put those items on your Buy with Prime on your storefront. You can drive sponsored brand ads to your storefront, and then from the storefront they can click over to Buy with Prime. The cool thing is that when you run the sponsored brand ad, that's going to cost you per click, but when they click from the Buy with Prime page over to your website, you're not paying again for that click, at least not now. Maybe it will be, but again, Amazon will charge you a 3% fee on Buy with Prime on your website instead of 15% on Amazon. So the economics and margins can work. They'll charge you fulfillment and also merchant processing, similar to probably what you're currently paying. Amazon also said that if you have a better deal on your merchant processing, they'll typically match it. So really, really, really big update. Okay.
Are the coupon codes for Buy with Prime new as well?
I think that's something that they're planning, that they spoke about, that they're planning on doing. And they even said, during Prime Day, Amazon featured Buy with Prime products that had deals on their website. So I think you're going to just see more Amazon sort of pushing Buy with Prime. And again, the reason is because, Amazon knows sellers sell off Amazon too, and they want a piece of that, a piece of that business. But I would expect your conversion rate to be significantly higher for those customers that are buying with Prime on your website. What do you want to talk about next? Kate, as far as one of the new announcements?
I liked what they were saying about the multi-channel fulfillment and the unbranded boxing.
Okay. Yep. So that's a big one. So basically, Amazon sort of has now officially said, okay, we're 3PL. Okay. So what does that mean? So aside from Buy with Prime, you don't need to use Buy with Prime for this. Amazon has always had multi-channel fulfillment. But multi-channel fulfillment basically would ship an item from your Amazon, from FBA, over to the customer. So the change that's happening now is that you can also choose unbranded boxes, and you can fulfill. I think they may have had that, but I believe that there's going to be some benefits in terms of storage, and really being able to leverage Amazon as a 3PL. What do you know the specific announcement here of, maybe how that might be different to previous multi-channel fulfillment?
I don't think so. No, they didn't make it super clear.
Yeah, I think it's it's called Amazon Supply Chain. So here it is. Amazon Supply Chain offers best-in-class third-party logistics solutions for companies of any size across any industry. With Amazon Supply Chain, you can leverage the power of the world's largest fulfillment network to deliver for your customers anywhere, anytime, and through any channel. So this is basically Amazon kind of announcing that they're acting as a 3PL, and now you can fulfill your products here. So this is, I think, some of the differences. I believe that MCF in the past was not, 1-2 day to 2 day shipping.
Okay.
But also there's discounts on fulfillment costs, 60% discounts on multi-unit orders. There's a lot of integration, pre-built applications like BigCommerce and Shopify, or directly through APIs. There's going to be a streamlined workflow, and being able to track orders, etc. So I think it's a more robust sort of Amazon being able to become your 3PL. I know they have had the priority, expedited, and standard shipping in the past, but I think more focus on Amazon as a 3PL with this announcement. Okay, customer ask Alexa.
That's cool. Okay, so just like you can answer questions on your listing, Amazon is releasing a new feature that allows sellers to curate the audio answers from Alexa.
You'll see questions in Seller Central that customers are asking Alexa, and then you'll be able to feed the information into it to provide the answer, and Alexa will then say, answer provided by, this and this brand.
So, for example, if you spill wine on your carpet and you have a carpet cleaning product, you can answer that question. When a customer comes to Alexa and says, what's the best way to get red wine out of a white carpet? Your product can be featured in that audio response. I think
Best way to get red wine out of a carpet?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. We should ask Alexa.
Yeah, we should ask someone who drinks red wine.
But you can answer questions, and then your brand is going to get some audio visibility within Alexa. For being able to answer that question. This is going to be coming to all eligible brands in the U.S. in 2023. It's called Customers Ask Alexa. Okay, let's talk about more updates.
Local selling, maybe?
Local selling. You'll be able to show your products on Amazon, I guess, based on zip code. Is that?
I think so, because so they're allowing small businesses, or they're trying to create more opportunities for local businesses to fulfill orders same day. So I think I'm not sure what the specific.
Yeah, so it'll be buy online, pick up in store.
Okay.
For local businesses, which is pretty cool. They're offering, Amazon also launching express payouts. So basically, if it takes 2-3 days. For you to get your ACH payment from Amazon when they pay you, now you'll be able, if you're in the US with almost every bank, you'll be able to get that payment in 24 hours. What else was announced?
New seller forums launching.
So Amazon launched new seller forums.
That doesn't sound new.
So seller forums were there already. Okay. Seller forums exist where basically sellers can ask questions. There are some moderators and people from Amazon that respond. But now basically what they're doing is they're relaunching the whole thing.
Okay.
So basically there'll be more more community team members from Amazon that are there. You'll be able to do better searching, better commenting. You'll be able to upvote comments that are more
helpful
and relevant. So you will see basically a revamped version of the seller forums, which, you know, hopefully will be an improved experience. I was never one to really go on seller forums a lot. I much rather go to LinkedIn and Facebook groups. Yep. And so it'll be interesting how that evolves. It's supposed to be a better experience. A couple more things. Amazon customer service is something that's going to be offered. So customer service as an offering from Amazon. So that means instead of you handling questions from customers, basically your customers will be able to use chat, phone, and email for a customer service. The difference is, again, as opposed to you doing it, Amazon will do it for you. And again, you can have phone and internet. It'll be phone messaging and email. It'll be interesting to see how they handle the customer service. One person messaged me and said, "Yeah, but you know, when I talk to a customer, I try to really, you know, change their experience,
make it better,
etc. Yeah. Maybe here they'll just refund them or something, right?"
Yeah,
so it'll be interesting to see how this evolves. But basically, you know, it's nice to be able to offer phone support if you don't now, or chat support if you don't now, and you'll have that. Basically, this will be a paid service, but Amazon will give you a free trial on it. And they said if you meet certain rewards, maybe certain eligibilities, they weren't clear on what those are. You'll be able to get it for free. Another thing that Amazon launched is Escalate This Case. So, Kate, what is Escalate This Case?
So this is still in beta, I think. I don't think they're rolling this out to everybody quite yet because they're still trying to build out the team. But Escalate This Case allows sellers to escalate their case directly to the folks who can actually get the problem solved a little bit quicker than just the general seller support. So I think it's going to speed up some of those frustrations. This was actually interesting because this got the most...
claps.
Yeah, the biggest response from the crowd. It was a really big crowd, and it was cool to see how that resonated.
Because
with the sellers.
It can be very frustrating to deal with seller support, and now you have a button basically on your cases where you can escalate the case. It'd be interesting to see how Amazon handles it, because like, what's my downside in escalating every case, you know?
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see how Amazon enforces this.
There were some brand analytics updates too that I think could potentially be exciting. We didn't get too many details on what these new dashboards are. One of them was called...
Well, one of the things is going to be actionable insights. So I think from the search catalog performance and search query performance, they're adding insights that you can get from that. Another thing which I think is very exciting, because the search query performance, Incrementum and Mansoor and our team has been putting out a lot of content around this. And right now we have found sort of a way to export the data. It's a little complex, pivot tables, etc., and use it. So Amazon is going to be launching downloadable data on search query performance, which is a big one. They have added some things that they announced them here, but they're already live. I saw them before this event, like review insights now that are in the product opportunity explorer that are there, and from positive reviews, negative reviews around different niches, successful launches in the product opportunity explorer. So that's another benefit it's another benefit of changes and updates to search query performance and product opportunity explore. Another thing, Amazon had a company called Veeqo, I think it is, V-E-E-Q-O, that they acquired. I think they had the founder on to speak. And Veeqo is a multi-channel shipping software that cuts costs and speed of fulfilling orders with lower shipping rates, automation. So basically, this is, you know, if you have a warehouse, you're doing fulfillment, etc., this is a company that Amazon bought, and now you can leverage that company to perhaps lower some of your shipping costs, and there's some inventory tools around there. There's going to be an update to the FBA dashboard. They're calling it the FBA centralized dashboard. Amazon says it's a new product to quickly see a snapshot of your FBA business, including metrics and recommendation for inventory, shipments, growth, and sales. One of the things that they said with this dashboard, it's going to show you, like, based on data they have, that if you improve X, Y, and Z, you can see a sales lift of 20% or 30%. They're going to actually give you that data based on data Amazon has and the insights around it. One thing Amazon mentioned again here that I've seen in the past is that around Premium A Plus, which, you know, has already kind of rolled out and brands have access to it, but they said that regular A Plus content gives brands an 8.5% lift in sales, but Premium A Plus gives them a 20% lift in sales. For those that don't know, Premium A Plus is a much more interactive experience around A Plus. You can actually click buttons and see more information. You can add video there. So there's more modules to kind of make your Premium A Plus more robust. You can add and have more content there. You need to have a brand story to be eligible across all your ASINs in your catalog and have had at least 15 A Plus content projects approved in the past 12 months in order to get eligible. So I think this is a lot of it. Some things Amazon mentioned here again is the warehousing and distribution. This is a place where you can bring your inventory in as a holding spot between so that Amazon can replenish your inventory into Amazon's warehouse. So this is basically lower cost storage to replenish your FBA inventory. It's called Amazon Warehousing and Distribution. They already launched this in the last couple weeks. They announced it, but again, they kind of officially announced it here. So what they say is basically this is a way to manage, store, and distribute your inventory using Amazon's logistics network. And actually, they said from here, you'll be able to actually, if you sell in retail and you want to store like inventory here and send it to your retail partners, etc., you'll be able to do that as well. So again, this is kind of why Amazon is really becoming a 3PL, and there now you'll be able to use Amazon on your website. You'll be able to drive ads off Amazon. You'll be able to do more email marketing to your Amazon audiences. So there's a lot of exciting things because now you can actually run an ad to your Amazon storefront, have the person check out on your website, and now you're getting that customer information from Amazon that you never ever got before. And the customer journey started on Amazon. And that's huge. And that's a big change. And I spoke to some insiders at Amazon that I'm not going to quote, but they said in the last 2 years, there's been a big change shift in kind of the thinking and what sellers really want and sharing more data and working closer with sellers. And listening a lot more through different small groups of sellers that they have as kind of like voice of the seller that are giving feedback to Amazon. And it seems to be that they are listening more than I've ever seen since I started selling on Amazon in 2014 than ever before. So a lot of great announcements from here. We'll have to see how they play out. We are close to going to hear from Venus Williams as the final speaker of the day. So we're really excited for that. Next week will be at Helium Sell and Scale. We plan to put out a lot of content from the speakers and things that we're going to learn. We are also going to be hosting a happy hour along with Perpetua and 8Fig on Wednesday night of that event. If you are going to that event, look out for the Eventbrite link. You'll see it on my Facebook, my LinkedIn, Incrementum Digital's LinkedIn as well. So you can find that, and hopefully there's still room. It's not going to be a huge event. I think we're about 25. We just posted it yesterday. We're about 25% sort of the tickets gone for that, but we're going to be doing a nice event, and it's going to be free. So hopefully we'll see you at that event. Kate, any final words?
Oh, man, I met Winston Churchill's grandson.
Kate, I see Kate going over to somebody else, and she says, do you know who Winston Churchill is?
You never know
if somebody does know. You don't want to insult them,
exactly.
Right? Like, maybe they don't know.
I don't want to mansplain Winston Churchill to a stranger.
But yeah, you got to. What was his grandson doing here?
Venture capital. So yeah, he's actually coming to the Perpetua Happy Hour tonight, which we're pretty excited about. But
cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to that, and again, we'll see you hopefully at Sell and Scale. We're also going to be at Amazon Unboxed in October in New York. It's an Amazon advertising event put on by Amazon. You can buy tickets and attend that. And I believe we'll also be shout out to Jared and Brandon of AMZ Innovate. I think we'll be at their conference as well in New York that they're putting on in November. So busy as we head into the fourth quarter. And hopefully you found this beneficial. We really wanted to jump on here and do this as soon as possible and share this, even though there's kind of, it's not a perfect podcast. We're kind of looking through the announcements as we're going here, but wanted to put it out today while we're here, while it's fresh. And if you weren't able to be here to get a summary of everything that Amazon shared on this episode, thank you so much for listening. If you have not given us a review or subscribed to the podcast, please do so. And we also have a newsletter that's on LinkedIn. If you go to the Incrementum Digital page, we're sharing updates there every single week. Kate actually runs that. Gifts. Kate actually runs that. It's actually informative and entertaining, doing a great job with it. And you can sign up for that on LinkedIn as well. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of the E-commerce Mindset Podcast.
Bye.